The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
And I know that my colleagues are tired of seeing U.S. servicemen being called to be deployed in defense of our nation, and at the same time when they receive that deployment notice, receiving a notice that their wife should be deported.
The president, I think, here is being political and cynical. He had plenty of opportunities to do things when he had complete Democratic control, promised to have a bill within 100 days, didn't do any of those things, said he would act this year, then put it off after the elections for political reasons. So it's been a political weapon rather than a problem to be solved, in my view, from the president's standpoint.
Obama celebrated or taken to the mat. You just heard two different points of view, a Dem and a Republican, Congressman Gutierrez, Democrat from Illinois, and just heard Congressman Cole from Oklahoma talking about the president being political and cynical. And this is about immigration. The firestorm is brewing. It has been for a long time. But ever since the election, that's when it was a put up your dukes moment for the prez and for who will be the new leaders in the Senate, which means Mitch McConnell, who's going to be the Senate Majority Leader. So there are reports everywhere that the president is going to sign an executive order as soon as this week that's going to allow about 5 million undocumented folks to avoid deportation. Signing the order means massive political infighting, outfighting, and any place you can imagine and use that word, it will happen. But certainly it's going to brew what's going to happen, stir hot for the next Congress. And it'll have a big effect on, I think, the two parties heading into 2016, especially, and maybe even beyond that, because Republicans are saying if Obama pushes this and goes forward, it would really be giving them the middle finger to their incoming majority and the public, which helped the Republicans gain the seats in the House and the Senate. Remember, there was the news conference, as I said, right after the election. There was the news conference the day after the midterm elections where Senator McConnell, who's the majority guy now, is going to be, compared the Obama signing of an executive order on immigration to waving a red flag in front of a bull. And then you had the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, saying that Obama's going to burn himself if he moves forward. So we get it. GOP is saying, we have our line in the sand. But Obama doesn't care. He knows it. So he's making the decision that the chances of any kind of bipartisan cooperation or virtually anything happening on this are so low, who cares? I'm going to do it anyway. Pretty much that's what he's saying. As somebody put to me in those exact terms that is an insider to the White House, he realizes that there is no bargaining that's going to happen. So he's not concerned about having his hand bit when he extends it to the Republicans because it keeps happening. So the well is definitely, definitely filled with poison. Who wins in this case? Who wins? Well, I think the thing that's really interesting is what this shapes up for 2016. Because if you remember, one of the things the president did is he signed an executive order in addition to the push for the DREAM, or he's going to sign an executive order, in addition to this push for the DREAMers during the 2012 campaign. So this would make him the president who brought millions of people living in the shadows into light, basically, is what many people would say, looking at it from that point of view. But if you look at it from the Republicans' point of view, this is provoking on his part on purpose. So Republican strategists are kind of caught in a way because of the voters. What's the voter turnout going to look like in 2016? And what are how are Hispanics going to vote? Because Hispanics mostly are Democrats. Not always, but mostly. If you go to Florida, for example, people misunderstand. A lot of Cubans are conservative, and they vote Republican. But that's there, different from California, for example, for the most part. So the Republican Party has to be really careful how they handle this, too, because of the shaping up of the future election and trying to aggressively go after the Latino community, not to alienate the Latino community. Remember, the Democrats won a lot of the Hispanic vote massively in 2014. 62% to 38%. That's a big improvement from the past. For the Republicans, 29%, if you remember, is what Mitt Romney got in 2012. 29%. So Hispanic vote 62% Democrat this time around to 38%. So if you do the math, 38% is better than 29%. But there is some real political danger, fallout, whatever, for the Republicans if they're not careful on this one. Because the party has to be able to appeal to more, I think, than just the core group that now vote Republican. They've got to be able to reach out and cultivate future voters or current voters that fall in different demographics. So politics is like chess to me. And your move? And what are you trying to do? Everybody's trying to get the king, right? And this is what's happening right now. Who's gonna be able to make the best moves to be set up in the right position for the next presidential election? And how does this president live up to some of the claims that he made just on things that he said he was going to do while president? So will the executive action by Obama probably coming this week? Does it set up an even bigger trench around Washington so there is no way we're going to see any laws of significance passed in the next 2 years? I'm going to say absolutely, but you might disagree. Here's the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. In the meantime, coming up here on America, you know I'm fond of pets, and we talk about our precious pets. And what happens when they get allergies? Do you ever have a pet that sneezes more than you? They have your human dander can actually infect them. We're going to talk to Dr. Tiffany next about some things you need to watch out for. Keep the digits handy because we're going to bounce back to the president and immigration. And is there a trench? Is there a moat? Is there danger ahead in the next 2 years? I think so. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Everybody knows how much I love my golden retriever, Mahalo. Dr. Tiffany Margolin is in our virtual green room. I can almost hear the dogs barking in the background, or maybe that's Mahalo. But she has something very interesting to talk about that really made me take notice. And I guess I didn't realize this, that 80 million pets actually are slammed with hidden allergies. So you might see the puppy off in the corner sneezing. Could be an allergy thing. You might see a cat plagued with that kind of thing. And why do you care? Because so many of us love our pets. And do we know that they have these allergies? They're hidden allergies. I had no idea. I didn't even think about it until I found out that Mahalo had allergies. Dr. Tiffany, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. And it's funny because Mahalo is one of the number one allergy breeds in the United States.
So tell me about that. Why is that? So golden retrievers, a lot of golden retrievers get allergies?
They actually top the list along with West Highland White. And it's part of, you know, their lovely genetics, and we all want our beautiful goldens to look the way they do. But the problem is we have so many beautiful pets in the U.S. We actually have about 160 million loved pets in our homes in the U.S. We have about 80 million, that's fully one half of them, suffering from allergies. And it's really following the trend that humans are following. And people are asking about this a lot now, like, why is my pet getting allergies? And one thing that they're discovering is there's just these weird ones coming up now. One of the stories that I recall recently is a dog that had this rotating, you know, skin condition and then respiratory signs. They did the allergy testing. They really couldn't figure it out. It ended up being the backing of the carpet in the house. It wasn't the carpet. It wasn't mites. It was actually the backing because of the chemicals that we're now seeing coming from overseas and being put in the backing of our carpets. So they took the carpets out and the allergies were gone, and even the owners felt better.
Wow. So are dogs and I guess cats too, or any pets, is it just like humans, you have to go through that discovery process of trying to figure out what the allergy is?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, it is a bit of a deductive process where it's not going to just show up right away. Obviously, itching. If I've ruled out fleas, then perhaps it's an allergy. But that's almost as close as you can get. And then you have to look at what's in their environment, what they're eating. I mean, we're focusing on sort of the weird stuff right now. But we certainly want to think about foods. With cats that vomit a lot, people think it's hairballs. Guess what, guys? It's not hairballs. Hair will not make the cat do that. It's a food sensitivity. So then you have to go scanning, like, what they're eating. And basically, you want to get rid of what they've been eating most. An allergy is a buildup of sensitivity to something that your pet has seen a long time. People think that it's a new thing that's in their environment, but usually your body is learning to become sensitive. So if it's a food that your pet's been on a while, it's more likely to be a culprit than the new one that you're feeding.
Ooh, how about that? And so then here's the big question. Somebody told me once, well, if Mahalo has problems with allergies, there's really not too much you can do. Just give him a Benadryl, and since he's a golden retriever, give him a full Benadryl, and that kind of freaked me out, Dr. Tiffany. Like, I don't know that I want to do that. This was a vet that told me that. Is that what you're supposed to do?
Well, I do want to tell you that Benadryl doesn't work very well in dogs, and besides, you don't want him to drive after that Benadryl because he's not going to get at it. But truly, Benadryl, dogs have a much, much more of a cellular type of an allergy than a histamine allergy. So we get histamine allergies, which is why antihistamines work for us. Does not work well for your pet. What people often think is working is that the dog's getting sleepy, too sleepy to itch. But the best, I actually do have a lot of very, very good ways to treat allergies. One of the first ways is find out what they're allergic to. And again, you have to be patient. And eliminating most allergenic foods, like chicken is a number one allergen protein in this country. Beef can be an allergen. With kitty cats, fish is actually a number one allergen. And then any kinds of grains. None of our domestic pets really need grains. Any grain. I don't even care if it's rice. So let's say you get rid of those. You've got 50% of the allergies in your dog are going to resolve. The other part you can do that's very natural is you take omega fatty acids, not just any kind, but like the high quality krill oils or the oils that have been tested for mercury and heavy metals, and they say there's none in them. And you actually give them 3 times your dose, so it's like 6 times their dose. It sounds crazy, but the studies have shown that where omegas are really doing their good work and they're all natural is at very high doses, and they can replace all sorts of anti-itch medications for your dog.
Wow. So omega fatty krill oils is what you want to look
for. Yeah, mega, exactly. Like there's a lot of them start with the word mega.
Mega. I like that. 6 times the amount, and that can make a big difference. You know, it's funny you say the thing about grains, because let's face it, a lot of people feed their animals, dogs especially, people food, and sometimes for an upset stomach, I know that sometimes vets will say, well, give them rice, give them white rice, but that's clearly grains, right? So that's not good.
Right. You know, people have to get back to basics. I mean, our Australian dogs used to live to 20 to 25, even beyond some of the tales tell. These dogs are getting scraps that were just basically meat and vegetable matter. I mean, most of the people that are in this country are so busy, we really can't, even myself, I can't necessarily prepare my dog's meals. But I'll tell you, they do the best on the least additives and the least flavor enhancers. The other thing to watch for in your dog's bag of food is natural flavorings. They are not generally natural, okay?
Natural flavorings.
Right.
All right, so watch out for that.
Interesting thing is dogs and cats can actually be allergic to their people. Humans have dander, too, and your dander can cause allergies in your pet. Can you believe that?
Wow, you're kidding. Boy, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? So human dander, so watch out for that. And then the thing that I thought was interesting, too, that you mentioned is chicken. So chicken and dogs, that's like kind of a no-no.
And the problem is, it used to be that beef was blamed for all the allergies in this country, and it was because beef was in every dog food. Well, now chicken has been in every dog food, and so, again, it's a function of body memory. Now every dog has been exposed to chicken since they were a puppy, going through all their vaccines and stuff when they have chicken on board. Well, that makes the immune system act like chicken can become a protein enemy. And so then what you want to do is just get away from chicken. A lot of good foods out there have venison or rabbit or lamb, or even some of the grass-fed beef is perfectly fine for a lot of dogs.
Wow, that's interesting. Venison, rabbit, grass-fed, I like that.
Like, so you want to eat, right? Bring home
something. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking of. So, Dr. Tiffany, do you think part of this is the way we've changed with our pets, too, compared to how it used to be with dogs and cats? And, you know, they were on the farm, and they're like people to us, and they live in our house.
Yes.
So like you said, they're absorbing our dander, so that's
yes.
got to be part of this, right?
Absolutely. The environmental toxins, think about what level they're at. So we're above it all, hopefully, to many degrees. But these animals are on the ground. Their paws are on the ground. They're licking their paws. They're touching the pesticides, the chemicals, the cleaning chemicals. They're in physical contact. Even if I found it interesting, they mentioned about houseplants. You know, a lot of times there's mold found on the leaves of houseplants, or mites will live in the soils. And these pets, you know, your cat's rubbing on the leaves or maybe chewing on them. The dog might put his face in them. They're so much more exposed. And they're, you know, that's why I tell people it's like a litmus test for you. If you're having reactions and your animal might be able to tell you what you're reacting to in that household.
Yeah. And can you tell, is it like when they, you know, I said the thing about sneezing, but isn't it also too, especially you mentioned retrievers, golden retrievers really get this. Is it with their paws and they're licking their paws a lot and that kind of stuff?
Their paws.
Yeah, when they're licking their paws and rubbing their eyes, kind of, you know what I mean? Is that a sign?
Yeah, that is a sign of, that's a sign of internal allergies, though. People think it's only what they just walked on. Actually, it can be what they call an ingestion allergy. When they eat or ingest the toxins that are coming from their paws, they also recirculate those proteins, and their paw skin is more sensitive and will get itchier. It's kind of like you scratching your palm, you know, not when you're getting money, but when you're, you know, your allergies kick up. When they're itchy, instead of scratching other parts of their body, their paws tend to be the biggest flag that they're getting allergies in their system.
Wow, how interesting is that? Do cats or dogs get more allergies, or you can't really weigh that?
You know, I love this. There's a statement that says, for every 9.5 dogs I see half a cat, which is like a veterinary statement, because really we so rarely get to see cats as often as dogs because they're sort of quiet with their allergies. But their allergies are really hidden. I mean, they're the ones that people think have hairballs and have so many food allergies, because the cat food that's processed, most of the cat food that's out there is so inappropriate for cats. You know, they're obligate carnivores. They should be eating fresh meat or as highly, you know, carnivorous food as possible. And they're getting so much carbohydrate and grain in their dry food. So they're really underdiagnosed on their allergies. And it actually can lead to inflammatory bowel disease and even lymphoma, that's like a cancer of the gut in cats. They also, you know, lick their skin a lot. That's the same type of thing where they can have flea or food allergies.
Wow. Wow, so informative. All right, Dr. Tiffany, check her out at drtiffany.com. This was very enlightening. No more chicken for mahalo. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
But your opinions were flying this weekend, and just because we're heading to the mailbag, if you have something to say about the DEA greeting doctors at the airport, how about that? Just, here we are, here's our badge, we're going to search your bag looking for pills, wow. Or the fact that a moat, a trench, and whatever else you want to think, a deep line in the sand has been drawn as the president is going to throw out that executive action. That's going to be heavy, heavy, heavy airplay this week on immigration. It's expected anyway this week, and it makes sense because the setup has been coming now. Certainly before the election, but really after the election, the president, his people have been pumping out the leaks, etc., about the 10-point plan and whatnot. Fair or foul for the 5 mil that get to stay, 855-266-5283, On that note, you had plenty to say about immigration. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chuck in Illinois says, Kate, you have no idea how cold it is here in Illinois. And he put noise on purpose. That was funny. It is funny when people say that, actually. That's how you can tell they have no idea. But, okay, so we have no idea how cold it is. And then goes on to say, this was just that kind of a weekend where you hang in and watch tons of football, which I did. Too bad about Mississippi State. I know you were talking about that game with Alabama. Crimson Tide rolled, so that really shakes up the numbers again. But I wanted to mention the numbers of immigration. I'm just surprised that the president is going to try to work it out with a new Congress. But then again, as a lifelong Democrat, maybe I'm answering my own question. The elephants want to do nothing but trample, unfortunately, because the Republicans of old were pretty cool dudes, but not anymore. Now it's about just standing on whatever principle is available and blocking the Democrats. So shame on them. I think the president is smart to do this. Why does he care? Pay off his legacy and move on. Well, the party's going to care because that's not going to necessarily help the Democrats, although maybe it helps in one sense with a lot of the Hispanic voters. It depends on what the Republicans do, what the reaction is, although the reaction already is pretty apparent. They're saying we need immigration, but first we have to have security at the border. We're not secure at the border, so how can we have immigration reform when we don't know how many people are coming in? But part of that 10-point plan says that more money for ISIS, more money for ICE, more money for border, that kind of stuff. So that's part of what his executive action will be. This is a tough one. I mean, this is a tough one, I think, on the, maybe a little bit on both sides, depending on where we're talking about, you know, where you're a senator or congressperson. But for the president, his legacy was that. That's one of the things he ran on, is he was going to fix the immigration deal, and he must have said that I don't know how many times. So this is the payoff to that. But what does it cost the party in 2016? Maybe the election. Because this is going to be heavily played up along with what happens with Obamacare. And so health, the economics, immigration, very, very big. All right, here's one from Alyssa who says, thumbs down to the executive action. No way to start a relationship just to go it alone. I get that the Prez thinks that he's going to get jabbed by the Republicans, but he could issue an executive action any time, am I not correct? So why not make the effort? Then he could say, even if we've been hearing this forever, I tried, they wouldn't listen, we tried, we went round and round, and now it's time to do something, and then issue the action. Why do it ahead of time, if nothing else, just to posture better? Well, I think that's what he's avoiding. I think he's saying, yeah, I've tried this, we've tried it, I don't care anymore, let's just do it. It's pretty much, if you've listened to any of the interviews, that's exactly what the president is saying. Yeah, let's just do it. Whatever. And also, too, because while the party is worried about, his own party is worried about where they are in the presidential year, he's not quite as worried. I mean, he is, I think, more concerned about, here's my last 2 years, here's what I said I was going to do, so this is what I'm doing. And undocumented, poor, worried, come out of the shadows, baby. I promised it, and here you go. This one more on this. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, people who don't live in a border state don't realize the problems with illegal immigration. The argument the other night about who would pick the fruit, and the guy who called from Tallahassee talking about that, and how we needed to pay them. In one way, he's completely right, because I don't believe Americans would do all those jobs. And part of the reason why I don't believe they would do them is because they would be paid a crappy wage. Let's be honest about it. You can make more money working in the Starbucks. So why wouldn't you work in Starbucks versus back-breaking work, picking lemons all day long, no matter what? No college degree, trying to get a college degree, whatever the scenario, older, younger. If the farmers, if the people who owned the farms were forced to pay higher wages, then I think it's a different story. Then Americans would take the jobs. But at the rates that they're paying it's probably not worth it to most people. Well, I think it's a moot point because really, honestly, the farmers that you talk to, it is true. They will say that this is what happens if they don't have the people who come up to pick the fruit, vegetables, whatever it is. They're not going to have people. That's what they say. Listen, they say, we've been in the business a long time. The strawberry farmer I knew took me out to a strawberry, strawberry farm. And there were acres and acres and acres of strawberries. And some of them were covered because there had just been a rainstorm. And it is, that even was backbreaking work. I mean, all of it is. And he said, I treat the people well and there's bonuses and things and whatever. But that he couldn't possibly, if he had to, possibly get enough people in California, in Santa Maria, California, to work on his farm, that he would never be able to do it. So, go figure. We're not going to settle that argument, by the way. We are going to try to have more people on to specifically address that, though, however. All right, this one from Gerald, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. This is the first time I've ever emailed your show, and I've heard you talk about cruises before. Did you happen to see that more people have that norovirus you were talking about when you went away to Grenada? It's one of those carnival cruises, I believe, because I saw it all over the news. Yeah, it was another cruise where they got the norovirus, 172, and it's the second time in less than a year that a contagious virus has spread on this particular ship, the Crown Princess, which is part of the Princess Cruises fleet. And the ship carried about 4,100 people on a cruise that departed a month ago from L.A. and included stops, wow, that must be nice, in Hawaii and Tahiti. So 100 people aboard the cruise were sickened by the virus during an April trip, and now they're seeing it again. You know what the problem is? What happens is, on a ship, it's really tough because even if some people are clean, others aren't. Somebody puts their hand on a railing, they have it, you touch it, ugh, and the rest is history. I mean, this whole hand-washing thing, how much can we emphasize it, and how many people don't do it? You know, they say, well, what did I hear it described as? Sort of half-hearted hand-washing. So then you got people that are doing the buffet thing, not washing their hands, small area on a ship, and it's a disaster. It's a petri dish as to whether or not you're going to get it. Now, you know, we talk about the norovirus, it clears up, but about 800 people, they say, die of it every single year. It clears up in about 1 to 3 days. Oh, that'd be brutal. You're on a ship, you paid however much money, and you're sick as a dog, and it's just poor timing. You happen to touch the wrong railing or touch something after somebody. Ugh. I'm telling you now, when I'm in a restroom, I look around, and I can't tell you the amount of people that I see who walk out of a restroom not washing their hands. And this is women. So I'm always stunned by this, like, oh, I just want to tell them, can't you wash your hands? You know, I see 15 faucets here, but people don't do it. They say they do it, but then you look around, and it's not always what's being done. All right, we move on to this last one. This one from Peter, who says, Kate, how about that pot auction bringing in over $500,000? Wow, 300 pounds of pot up for grabs, bidding in a tent and monitored by a couple of different people from the Liquor Control Board. You know, it's interesting. The bidders, they said, could actually smell plastic bags of the buds before they offered a bid. I guess to make sure, here's the product, here's your sampling of the product. And the marijuana was planted in May, harvested between late September and mid-October, and they sold the marijuana at the pot auction. So they got $600,000. Oh, that's so crazy. The whole idea was to get rid of it quick. So he said he wanted to get rid of it quick so he could spend time with his grandson instead of packaging marijuana. The harvested and dried pot, priced by the gram, auctioned by the strain in lots ranging from half a pound to a little more. Woohoo! Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Here comes the blitz. Robert looks over the middle, deflected. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Tampa Bay. Up the near sideline, RG3 with the hit, but it's a touchdown. Touchdown, a pick six.
Mallett throws left side of the end zone. Watch J.J. Watt. He makes the catch, but is it in? No signal yet. Long conversation. Touchdown! J.J. Watt with a great catch, left side of the end zone.
Tavon Austin emotionally fake it to him. He'll back, wants to launch, Will down the field. Kenny Britt running, 1-on-1 coming. Chris got it, 20, 10, 5. A walk-in touchdown by Kenny Britt on a 62-yard strike from Sean Hill.
Tom backs up, throws for Gronkowski, makes the grab at the 20, spins away from a defender, stiff arms another, carries it across the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Beast mode. Can't stop him. Cannot stop him.
First down and goal to go at the 4. Niall Davis in. Right side sweep. It's a block down. Two. He goes. Runs. Goes. Touchdown. Kansas City. Niall Davis. He goes beast mode. And slams against the Seahawks defense for a touchdown.
Snap to Stanton. Fakes the inside run. Drops the throw. Has to step up in the pocket. Moves to his right. Looks deep. Airs it out. Far side. Into the end zone. Jump ball. It is caught. It's a touchdown. Penalty flags are down, but Michael Floyd ripped it out of the air.
Shotgun snap is back to Cutler. Late pressure on the blitz picked up from Smith. Going deep down the right side. Into the end zone. And it's caught by Brandon. Touchdown, Bears. He beats Robinson to the ball. The Bears have scored and taken the lead.
From the pistol, Kaepernick stops. Throws one on a slant. Caught Crabtree, 35 to the 30. Accelerates, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, 49ers. There's Crabtree. That's the Crabtree. Rodgers looks, throws the right side. Jordy Nelson over the shoulder, catches Dave, touchdown at the byline. A sensational fingertip catch. Jordy Nelson, 27 yards, touchdown reception. Beat Bradley Fletcher.
Norton has the snap. Here's the Gano kick, and it's partially blocked. Atlanta wins the game.
As always, you gotta love that. Matt Johnson, awesome job with those highlights. Not so awesome for some teams this weekend in the NFL, because, you know, we're down to a handful. It's getting to that point. We got, what, 6 games left. You saw what happened on the Sunday night game, New England 42, Indy 20. That's not necessarily a surprise. But, you know, because you got Tom Brady, and he's really found his groove, and Gronk and the rest of the team. But Philadelphia just got schooled by Green Bay at Lambeau, 53-20. Arizona, another big win for them, 14-6 over Detroit. And you heard a lot of that action there. Some surprises. Tampa Bay, perhaps as a surprise, beating Washington, although Washington's so lousy, 27-7. New Orleans losing again. Cincinnati getting the better of them, 27-10. Another crazy week. Matt, what did you think? It was we always say this, but it's true. There was a lot of wild finishes, I think, this week.
Yeah, definitely. It's the same thing we talk about every week. You know, you just can't predict it. I mean, you have the Bucks beating the Redskins. You have St. Louis beating Denver. Carolina's just in this slump right now. They lost at home to the Falcons, and it seems like every week there's these surprise teams that come up and just bite people.
Yeah, crazy. The it's interesting. I mentioned the Cardinals. How about the Cardinals? 9-1.
Yeah, and they host the Super Bowl this year too, which has never happened. They've never had the host city make it to the game, but it could happen this year.
Yeah, it could happen. I mean, they really look solid. And, hey, who knows? I wouldn't bet against them at this point. They really, really are finding ways to win
and
games.
Their defense is really good, too. So it's keeping them in games, even though they had to change quarterbacks with Palmer going down, too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. You got to have defenses to win championships, you know, without a doubt. So we'll do that nail the score thing again Wednesday into Thursday show, second hour, last segment. Nailing the score. Boy, someone's trying. We've had 2 winners in the past. Grim, how are you?
I missed it by 1 point.
I know, ridiculous.
At least the Eagles score.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy.
Well, I got 2 quick things. One about the government, and I can guarantee you Dan's going to lose his bet to you with Obama being impeached. Because I got it on word from my first cousin. Long before he gets impeached, he'll probably get shot. But, that's coming from the Grim Reaper there. But anyhow... He's my first cousin.
Crazy.
Anyhow, the Bama and Bulldog game. Now, I can tell you why the Bulldogs lost that one, because they showed up in Mercedes instead of cow pasture specials.
Is that right?
because they're always showing up. I mean, after all, we're down here nothing but a bunch of rednecks, and we drive cow pasture specials. So if you show up in a Mercedes, you automatically start off intimidated and get frustrated, and you know how that goes, because just was not on his game.
He wasn't. I was a little bit surprised that he wasn't on his game. I mean, the score doesn't really reflect what happened, but Alabama's a tough team. You can never look past Alabama, ever. So knocking off number 1 Mississippi State, that shows you the magic of Nick Saban, too.
Oh, yeah. But, of course, you know, if he would have showed up in his cow pat, you know what a cow pasture special is, don't you?
It's like, go ahead.
That's a coupe
truck?
DeVille. No, it's a coupe DeVille that a farmer takes out because, one, he wants a convertible, and two, he needs a new feed trough for his cattle. So So he goes out to the pasture, and he cuts the roof off with a settling of his Coupe de Ville. Now he's got a convertible and a new feed trough.
I love that. Oh, I, one of my friends just had a big roundup. I'm going to have to find out if he had one of those available. That's good. I love it. Very funny. Funny stuff.
I actually rode in one, and we ended up first thing Monday morning in high school showing off, smoking and everything else. And as soon as the guy that bought it for $20 pulled into the parking lot, he hollered, "Roll up and lock up." And it was hilarious. Every one of the windows fell out. You know, there was nothing there to guide them or anything.
Oh, that's great. I love that story. Oh, that's good. That almost goes into our dumb things. I love that, Grim. Thanks for sharing that with us. I'll have to find out for my buddy Ron, because, like I said, they did a roundup at his ranch over the weekend. I was invited to it, but it was too cold. Are you kidding? Standing out there for 10 hours. I am game for anything, but I just couldn't do it after an exhausting week. However, other family members and people I know were there and said it was pretty fun. And, you know, that's that whole thing, getting the cattle in the chute, vaccinating them, and then moving on from there, that grass-fed phenomenon and how much better grass beef can taste and how people are really into that right now. And what you do when you're raising cattle, I've learned some pretty interesting things from my pal Ron. But they were huddled around the TV set late in the day, and they were watching that Mississippi-Bama game. College football is so interesting with the four teams that are now going to be vying for a playoff spot. I think it should be eight, though. And maybe next year they tweak that to eight. I don't know. I just think with the teams that are out there, it would be a little more fun if there were eight. But, hey, at least there's four for the playoff. Who leapfrogs who in the end? You know, so different this year compared to previous years. And at least the final argument, I think, is settled, because it should work itself out the way we all envisioned it before, that you would have a real playoff system. And now that's exactly what's happening this year in college football. You know, it's interesting, too, Dak Prescott, the Mississippi State quarterback, is definitely high on the Heisman list. But that game could have really helped cement that for him. And losing that game, and he was a little off, losing that game maybe puts him, he's still on that top five list, but not closer to closing the deal, whereas maybe he could have been able to do that had they won. But they didn't. There's always next week. And they're still in there. They're still in the money for the whole playoff deal, at least at this point for sure. Music means we are fading away, my friends. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.